Hi there. The word for today is unsound financial advice. Solomon writes Proverbs 21 verse 20, the New Living Translation, "The wise have wealth, but fools spend whatever they get." It's foolish to buy things you don't need and can't afford, especially when your bills are overdue and you've nothing set aside for the future. Your financial security is determined by what you owe. Listen to me, by what you owe, not by what you earn. Having to work for years to repay debt severely limits your options. So, determine your lifestyle by your actual income, not by what you wish it was or hope it will be. And when you get a raise, don't automatically spend more. The Bible says there is treasure in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. One of the wisest things you can do today is start saving for the future and begin sowing at least 1/10, the tithe of your income, into God's kingdom, so that you will have a harvest of blessing when you need it. Author John Kennedy writes, "Peddling biblically based financial advice has become a cottage industry. It's not that the counsel is new," he says, "or that people haven't heard it enough. The fact remains, Christians have racked up debt with no plan for financial accountability. They're tapped out, keeping up with interest payments." Does that sound familiar? Listen, if your philosophy in life is "why wait and save when a credit card will let me have what I want right now?" If that's your philosophy, it's a bad one. If you're buying things you don't need with money you don't have, you need to stop it. Before you purchase anything else, ask yourself if you really need it. And even when you think you do, ask yourself if you can live without it for a while. Otherwise, you'll become a slave to credit card debt. And let me finally give you some very sound financial advice. Pray for God's guidance before you make any major non-essential purchase. That's the word for you today.